KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 48 degrees here this morning. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, windy and cooler with areas of light rain, north winds at 15 to 25 and a high of just 55 degrees. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. News being brought to you here this morning by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The driver of a motorcycle and his passenger were injured in an accident on Thursday evening near Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports the accident occurred on the I-29 southbound off-ramp to Avenue G at 6:09 p.m. 40-year-old Jonathan Scott Anarson of Council Bluffs was exiting I-29 to Avenue G when he lost control on the off-ramp, causing the crash. Anarson and his passenger, 53-year-old Jackie Lorraine Usher of Council Bluffs, were both taken to a local hospital. Anarson suffered serious life-threatening injuries, and Usher suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Neither rider was wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The Council Bluffs Traffic Unit is investigating the crash, and it is believed that both speed and alcohol were factors. The Iowa DOT assisted at the scene with traffic control. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Are you going to a different professional for each one of your financial needs? At Stifel, we take a holistic approach to wealth management, including working with your legal and tax professionals. We believe wealth management is based on long-term relationships while striving to sustain and grow your wealth. At Stifel, we deliver the comprehensive wealth management services you deserve. To learn more about the wealth management services offered through Stifel, call me, Jeff Morenz, today at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange and SIPC.
In other news, Iowa has reached a record number of pigs on farms as the pork industry continues to expand production amid questionable export demand due to tariff battles with China. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said Thursday Iowa has 23.6 million pigs on farms as of September 1st, an increase of 4% from the previous year and the highest number ever recorded. That makes Iowa the leading pork producer by far. North Carolina is second with 9.4 million pigs, and Minnesota third with 8.6 million. The total for the United States has reached 75.5 million pigs, a 3% increase from a year ago. Overproduction and fewer export markets could result in cheaper pork chops and ham, but low prices make profitability a challenge for farmers. The USDA predicts increased U.S. demand for pork, and industry groups say they're working to find other markets to sell product. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 8:30 a.m. in the boardroom at the courthouse. On their agenda is a public hearing on changing the zoning classification of a parcel in Pleasant Township from agricultural to business. This change was requested by Dollar General Retail Store in order to construct a new store on the site. After the public hearing, the board plans to take action on approving the change. The board is also set to take action on approving appointment to fill a vacancy for the treasurer's deputy. That position is a title change from treasurer's assistant. And the board will also hear a number of regular reports as well as review and act on applications for a part-time mental health advocate. After meeting on Wednesday, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this morning at 10:30 a.m. for a vote on the second reading of an ordinance amendment in regards to the wind energy conversion property. The board will take action on moving the proposed ordinance to a third reading. The amendment will place a cap on wind turbines within the county at 530. Two current large wind turbine projects are being constructed in the county that will bring the total up to near 500 turbines. A number of other restrictions on setback distances from other properties were drafted earlier this month by the board. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two men from Elliott were cited on alcohol charges late Thursday night. At 11:27 p.m., deputies cited 20-year-old Shane Dalton Dunkerson and another 16-year-old male juvenile, both for minor in possession of alcohol. The juvenile was cited into court and released to a parent. Dunkerson was cited and released on scene. Coca-Cola Days is being held today and tomorrow in downtown Atlantic. The event is the second biggest collector's show in the U.S. and includes a tailgate barbecue open to the public, a show swap and sell, on the road with Coca-Cola raffle, and many more activities for all ages. The tailgate barbecue will be held tonight at the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street and is open to the entire public. For $6.50, you'll receive a burger, potato salad, beans, dessert, and a drink. This year's raffle follows the 2018 theme, On the Road with Coca-Cola. Items include a Coca-Cola mini fridge, a $100 gift card to Hy-Vee, a gift card to Fairway, a night stay at Boulder's Inn & Suites, a night stay at the Atlantic Inn & Suites, a red travel cooler, and a Coca-Cola table runner. Donated by Something For You. Raffle tickets are $5 for a chance to win and available at the Chamber of Commerce or at the Show Swap and Sell on Saturday. The raffle will take place at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the close of the Show Swap and Sell at the Herring Building, located at 2nd and Poplar Street. You do not have to be present to win. T-shirts for 2018 Coke Days are also available for purchase. The shirts are gray and feature the theme On the Road with Coca-Cola. T-shirts can be purchased for $16 at the Chamber or at the Show Swap and Sell Saturday. For more information on Coca-Cola Days or checking out a full list of activities, you can visit CocaColaDays.com or call the Chamber at 712-243-3017. And also in other area news, Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrope reported a Council Bluffs woman was arrested Wednesday night on prostitution and drug charges. On Wednesday evening, an undercover deputy made contact with 37-year-old Erica Dawn Hughes of Council Bluffs. Erica was located in a truck stop area near Percival. During contact with the deputy, Hughes agreed to perform sexual acts with the undercover deputy. Hughes was then taken into custody for prostitution and was also in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Hughes was taken to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $100,000 bond. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll check funeral announcements next, News Time 7:13.
Are you uncertain how market volatility could impact your retirement accounts? Now may be the time to discuss your retirement options with a financial advisor that understands how important trust and transparency are to building towards your financial goals. At Stifel, we can clearly explain your options and help you determine what may be appropriate for you and your legacy. For more information, contact me, Jeff Moranz, at Stifel's Atlantic Branch at 712-243-5500. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange and SIPC.
In your funeral announcements, Virgil C. Claver, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Funeral services for Virgil C. Claver will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Raymond Anthony Schlemer, age 78, of Panama, died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Mass of Christian burial for Raymond Anthony Schlemer will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Janet Fink, age 67, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Methodist Jenny Emerson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Janet Fink will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arliss Mae Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Arliss Mae Butler will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twigg Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Paul Hines, age 89, of Dexter, died Thursday at Adele Acres. Mass of Christian burial for Paul Hines will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jerry Reed, age 89, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Reed will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Trina Chintz, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Trina Chintz will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Rowan Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Jorgensen, age 81, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Roy Jorgensen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Evelyn O. May, age 100, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Evelyn May will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lester L. Williamson, age 99, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Funeral services for Lester L. Williamson will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Harry J. Frederickson, age 77, of rural Linden, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Harry J. Frederickson will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Billy Meister, age 68, of Manning, died September 12th at the VA Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Billy Meister will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ray Anderson, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Services for Ray Anderson are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And John Schmidt, age 74, of Griswold, formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for John Schmidt are pending at Roland Funeral Home Atlantic. That's your news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call, 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.